Glory to God. All right, well, let's turn to James 1, verse 5. James 1, verse 5. We're going to talk about the prayer of faith today. Or just about, you know, because we start talking about prayer. And pretty much, you know, if you just think about it, there are different types of prayer, like we said. And I don't know what we're going to all get into, but it seems like most people, if you talk about the prayer of faith, which would be asking God for something, most people pretty much dump all prayer, almost, I'm just saying about in general, not even Christians. If you talk about praying, even if they just talk about prayer, they dump it all into what would you could term the prayer of faith, asking God for something and expecting a result. You know, if somebody says, well, pray about, you know, I'm talking even non-Christians, pray about that, or you know, ask for that, okay? It's all basically, if people unknowingly, they're just saying all prayer is the same, and it's all just asking God for something. And the prayer of faith, when you're really praying to God, coming to Him, expecting a result, is kind of like what we've talked a little bit so far. You have to know what God's will is on a certain subject. You have to know what He's already said about it if you're going to ask Him for something. And this is why a lot of people don't get any results. I'm talking about just in general, Christians or non-Christians. If they just say, well, I'm going to ask God for this, do they really expect any answer? Do they really know if that's God's will or anything? Or are they just doing it to do it? Because maybe, like the lottery, I'll win. But it can't hurt to try. Right? That's what people think. It can't hurt if I throw a prayer up there. Probably not going to work, but you never know. Maybe it's my lucky day. Maybe God will answer me. That's the way most people look at prayer. They don't really think it's going to do anything. They think it might do something, but they're not really surprised when it doesn't do anything. Is that true or not? Is that a fair assessment of the way generally people look at prayer? I'm talking about even people that aren't Christians. Well, pray for me. Our thoughts and prayers are with you. How many times do we hear that? Any kind of natural disaster or whatever, our thoughts are... What does that mean? Honestly, what does that mean? What are you saying when you say my thoughts and prayers with prayer? Well, what are you praying for them? What are people praying for each other in that kind of situation? What are you expecting? Are you expecting anything? Or are people just throwing up things, hoping something will come back? Maybe I'll get a return. But if I don't, that's all right. And, you know, then God moves in mysterious ways, and we just don't know why we get results sometimes and don't get results other kind, right? That's the way most people... That's the way a majority of people, I would say, in my time on this earth and what I've seen in culture and people, that's the way people generally view praying. But God has specific things He's laid out for us in the Word, promised us. And so when we go to Him... If we go to Him knowing what He's promised and we ask Him for something He's already told us we can have, that's when we can have faith, which we've talked some about faith, that we can actually believe, faith is belief, that we'll get it. And when you believe that you get it is when you'll get it. The only way you can believe that you'll get it is if God told you you could have it. See, a lot of people are asking things from God that He never told them He could have. So they have no basis to ask, but they ask anyway because they have this lottery view of it. Pull the, you know, slot machine, I'll pull it and see if anything comes out. But if we don't have a basis for going to God about something, how can we possibly believe that we'll get anything? We can't. That's why people, they don't get anything. And then there's, I don't want to go off into this, but there are things that we should pray about, and there are things that we don't need to pray about. And that's a problem. There are things that have already been given to us, if we know our rights as Christians, that are ours. We don't have to go and ask God for them. They're ours. And we just need to either take our authority and say what the way it's going to be, or we just act on what the Word says and say, this is the way it is. God promised me? All right. I don't... You know, if my son would come up and ask me for some money, or let's say he didn't ask me for it, I put it, I've already told him that the money is on his dresser. I've given him so much money. You know, I put it on his dresser. If he would come, and it's for a specific purpose, if he would come up and ask me for that, how would I answer that? Somebody said this once, and I think it's really good. How would I answer that question? Well, I've already, okay, I'm looking at him going, I just told you, I put that on the dresser. Now, you're asking me, I already gave it to you. But I'm not going to give it to him again. I've already given it to him. So God, there are things that we don't need to pray about. If God has already given us certain things or promised this, and he said it's yours, we say, all right, it's mine. I'm going to act on the fact that it's mine and take it. And that, in that case, Andrew would just go to the, you know, to his bureau and say, okay, it's mine. I have this, and go and do something with it. But there are different reasons. We don't have to pray about everything and ask God for everything. That's why we have to know what's ours and what's not and what we need to pray for. But we're going to talk about the prayer of faith. Praying in faith just means you're going to God and asking Him something that you believe He's going to give you, and you take it. That's what it is, and you expect a result. If you don't expect a result, there's no use in praying. None. Don't pray to God. People might say, well, yeah, just what I've just said, they might think there's some benefit. If you're talking about getting something from God and asking Him for something, if you don't believe you're going to get it, don't ask. Now, there are different types of prayer, but I'm talking about asking for something. If you're talking about, you know, praying and dedicating your will, your life to God or something, you can pray that multiple times every day, maybe multiple times a day. No, God, I'm going on the path you have for me. So you're not asking Him for anything. It's different. But when we're talking about asking God for something, believing that He's going to give me something, if I keep going and asking Him, I really didn't believe that I was going to get anything. Anyway, let's read James 1:5. It says, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach. Just right there, you could stop. I'm not going to go off on this, but if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God. I have this bracketed in my Bible. This next phrase is a description of God in general. Let him ask of God, bracket, who gives to all liberally and without reproach. That's an attribute of God. God. It'd be like, you know, I don't know, David Ortiz, who hits many home runs a year. Or, you know, you could describe somebody. You know, your favorite musician, you know, who has sold many records or whatever. They're saying God, who gives liberally and without reproach. It's saying that's who God is. It's a description of Him. So he says, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. He's saying wisdom. But, verse 6, let him ask in faith, with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord, for he is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. If you listen today, this will answer some questions right here. We're not, just because we're born again, we have to know how God works on certain things. And it's not complicated. We don't have to know a bunch of stuff. Really, what we really have to know is that Jesus paid for everything, and we have to know what he paid for, know it's ours, and take it. That's all we have to know. But this is a description of how that works. What you do have to know is that if you don't believe God, if you really don't believe, it's not going to work. Now, the good news is it's not hard to believe God at all. And it's not something that you have to just ramp up and really work hard at and just get so much faith. No, if you faith comes by the Word of God. And if we get something from the Word and see it and understand it, that's faith. It's that you believe. If you can see it in the Word, you can stop right there. Yes, I see it, I understand it, I believe. You're in faith right there. You don't have to read it 50 more times. You don't have to go over and over it. You understand, you're in faith if you believe it. Now, if you don't believe it, if you still have questions, and well, what about that? Then you just don't see it. Then don't fool yourself into thinking you believe it. But really, the simplest truth is that Jesus has done it on a lot of things like healing. It's already been given to us. It's a part of our covenant, like we took communion. It's ours. If you believe that, that's called faith. The next step is to take it. That's as easy as it is. It is not this big circular thing. You don't have to fast and pray for weeks. You don't have to do lots of stuff to try to get in faith. If you believe it, you're in faith. And what's the catch? Stuff tries to knock our brains off because we've been inundated with all kinds of stuff in this world that is not a faith, that tries to tell us, well, God doesn't heal today. Well, you know, everything's natural. There is no spiritual element to anything. And so it tries to come against that very simple truth that God has already healed us if we're Christians, period. But if we can just say, no, that's true, I'm going to take it, that's all it is. That's what James is talking about. Now let's read this again. He says, now he's talking about wisdom. If you could use wisdom, but we can use healing too or any other thing that God has promised. Here he says, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach. That means he's not going to turn you away. He gives to all liberally, without reproach. That means he's not going to look at you like, you idiot, why don't you already know that? You want what? I thought I told you that last year. He's never going to do that. Without reproach. He's not going to look at. God will never do that. He said, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach. And it, what? Might be given to him? Maybe? It will be given to him. Will. It will. It shall. It's going to be, if you ask. But let him ask in faith. That means you have to actually believe what you ask. But why would you ask if you don't really believe it? If you came up and asked me for, you know, $10,000. This is exactly the way mentality people has. If you came up to me and said, Jim, will you give me $10,000, but you didn't really believe it? Why are you asking me? Because you're thinking, I don't know, maybe he'll give it to me. I'm just going to ask anyway. It can't hurt to try, right? That's exactly the way people look at God. But do you really, when you're walking towards me, really believe that I'm going to give you it? I'm just talking about you don't need it. You're just thinking, you know, not an actual situation where, you know, help you or anything, but, you know, I just going to see if he give me $10,000. That can't hurt to that. You know, can't hurt to ask. Maybe he'll do it. But I don't really believe he's going to give it to me. But I'll try. Don't go to God like that. That's what it says. If you expect something from God, if he's already promised, then believe it. Otherwise, you're wasting your time. See, but the thing is, God is so good and loving, he's just saying, if I've given you something, go, and it'll be given, period. It's going to be given, but let him ask in faith with no doubting. We could spend like weeks on this, you know, this whole subject. I don't know how long we'll spend. But let him ask in faith with no doubting. For he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. So if you go to God, you should actually believe what you're asking. Number one. And you shouldn't doubt. What is doubt? I want to read you a definition of doubt. It connotes a conflict with oneself in the sense of hesitating, having misgivings, doubting, being divided in decision-making, wavering between hope and fear. So don't go to God thinking, well, I don't really think he'll do it. I don't know. Well, yeah, but he might. But going back and forth, that's doubting. It's saying if we're going to go to God, believe it. Now, again, I'm telling you, this, you can get the impression, because when you try to teach on something like this, or you've heard teaching, you can get the impression this is hard. Boy, if you really want to receive from God, this is a hard thing. You have to be in faith, and you can't doubt at all, and it's just not going to work. You know, and then, you know, if you just don't get it, then you better build your faith up to a current point. I'm here to tell you it's not hard. It's easy. The devil will try to make it hard, and if you think it's hard, guess what? See, the devil is going to resist you sometimes when you ask God for stuff. So if it doesn't come right away and you think this is a hard thing, then when it's not coming and you think it's really hard to get to the place where you can actually get God to answer your prayers, and if you don't have all your ducks in a row, it won't happen, then when it doesn't come immediately or something, what's the devil going to tell you? You don't have all your ducks in a row. That's why you're not getting it. He won't tell you. The reason is because I'm trying to knock you off and to get you to let go. He won't tell you that. He's going to tell you there's something wrong with you. He's going to say it's your problem. Not that I'm trying to keep you and knock you out and tell you that it's not working when I'm talking as he knows it's working. He knows it's coming. He knows it's that easy, but he's going to try to make you think, no, it's your problem. No. If God's promised us something and we ask him, it will be given to us. If we don't doubt, what's doubting? It's not really believing that it's true. Where does that come from a lot of times? It comes from the fact that we're not convinced that it's as easy as God said. Let's go back to the leper that we said earlier. He wasn't convinced. But he said, God, you can do it if you will. God did it. There's so many times when people came to God and they believed him and it happened. It's that easy. We just have to believe, God, you are, you know, you're a spirit. We worship you in spirit and in truth. If you said it, you're a being that keeps your word. If you said it, it's true. If you said I can ask, if you said it's already for me, I'm asking, I have it, done. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what the circumstances are, it's done. It's done. No doubting. Oh, but it's not coming right away. I don't care. God said it. Oh, but you know, you haven't been the best person this week. I don't care, but God said it. I believe it. It's done. See, that's not doubting. That's staying right on track with God. No, God said it. See, that's how you stay there. How do you stay there? When you get to the fact that if God's promised us, through Jesus, that it's not based on you going up and down, it's based on Jesus. If he's promised it, your job is to believe. Your job is not to work up your faith. If you can take it and you say, yeah, I see that, I want that, you're in faith. Now stay there. The devil will try to knock it. Well, you just didn't have enough faith. No, you had enough faith. You believe. He's trying to knock you and get you off telling you don't have enough faith. He's a liar. So when you go and say, God, I just received that. You said to ask and I have it. Then that's it. I have it. I have it. Don't doubt. Go. If you believe it, you have it. Period. It's done. Don't doubt. Don't waver. Don't give in to the devil's going to try and knock you off and say, oh, well, you didn't get it. And I'm telling you, I've been there where you go around in circles. Well, oh, I just, you know what? It doesn't look like it's working, so I better read that scripture 500 more times until I really get it. And you just go around in a circle. No, if God said it, you ask him, it's his. Now you stay right there until you see it. That's faith. What is faith? You believe. You wouldn't have to believe if it was sitting in front of you. That's like saying, well, I believe this Bible's in my hand. Well, good, Jim. I mean, good, I believe too. You don't have to believe for something you see. But you know, if it's something I don't know, you know, something else that you can't see yet. I believe, you know, that I've asked God for something. I don't see it, but I believe it's true because I've asked. Well, I don't see it yet. That's why I have faith. That's why I believe it. So the way I stay, as long as I don't see it, I'm believing that something that I'm asking for is going to come to pass. So what's my job? Believe until I see it. Believe until I see it. Don't get pushed off. Don't start doubting just because the circumstance doesn't look quite right. Just because my body doesn't look quite right. Because that's subject to change. My body's subject to change. Circumstances are subject to change. It happens all the time. Anybody pay any attention to the tropical storm that we had last week? How many times did the forecast for that storm change? It looked like it was going to be a certain way, didn't it? It's going to come in a hurricane. But it changed. It didn't stay the same. Your body will be doing certain things, and the devil will say, this is tracking a certain way. See, this is where you're going. You know, you can think of the hurricane. This is coming in at this way. And I understand stuff changes in that, but I'm saying, look at this as an example. The devil will tell you there's no changing it. It's a done deal. This is coming in this way. Your body looks like this. Therefore, here's the forecast. You're going to end up here. Subject to change. I believe it's not going to be that way. Thing goes away, goes out to sea, it doesn't even hit you. But the devil will sit there and try to make you doubt. Do you see what that's happening? This is the track you're on. This is the track you're on. It's not going to change. It's a done deal. You have those symptoms in your body, they're not going to change. They can change the next second. You ever had a pain come and go? One minute it's there, next minute it's not. Your body is subject to change. God's not subject to change. So we believe Him. If we ask Him in faith, not doubting. Not doubting. The way you don't doubt is you're just solid in what you believe. You just believe it and you stay there. And so, you know, that's where you just keep the word in front of you or keep reminding yourself of what God said. That's the only reason you would read the scripture over and over. You want to spend time with God. You want to be with Him. But it's not, if you believe, you just want to stay there. And we have to know we're in a place that's going to try to get us to doubt. The world, you watch certain things on TV, they don't believe God. You watch that stuff, yeah, it's going to pull your mind away. You watch somebody that's just natural, and they're dying, and they're going to doctors can't help them, and then you go back and try to believe, that's trying to make you doubt. That's why you wouldn't put that stuff. Does God love you any less if you watch that stuff? No. He loves you just as much. But I'm telling you, all that crap is going to try to knock you off. It's going to it's going to mess with your head to where it's harder to keep your eyes focused on what God said. Anyway, we don't want to look at it as a works. Anything that we go to God, we look at it, it's got to be based on what He said. And if it's based on what He said, then we're going to have it. It's a done deal. And so we don't want to doubt because of our circumstances or because of our thoughts or because of anything else. We're not going to get very far today in this, I don't think. There's just so much. But before we go on, let's just read the few scriptures again. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. I just want, before we go on, people can preach this so hard. Man, I could take this and we could preach this so hard. Look at the language. If any of you lacks wisdom, ask of God. But, I could say it like this. But let him ask in faith with no doubting. don't doubt. If you doubt, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea. You're not going to do, you know, you're just going to be all over the place. And let not that man suppose he will receive anything of the Lord. Don't think you're going to get anything if you're going to doubt at all. You better not doubt, for he's a double-minded man, unstable. And, you know, you could take that and just say, you better get completely solid in your faith, and you better get all the doubt removed. Otherwise, you're going to be like this wave tossed to and fro. You're unstable. You're not going to get anything. And you could take it and put it all on you. Or you could say, these are all true statements. This is what will happen. It's all true. If you doubt, this is what's going to happen to you. So don't do it. You could say, you know what? It's real simple. Jesus said something, believe him over anything you say. You go to him, ask him for something, then you just stay there. Don't doubt, because that'll knock you all over and you'll be up and down all day going over. Don't do that. Just stay with what Jesus said. And know that then you're not double-minded. Don't be double-minded. Don't doubt Jesus one time and not. Just stick and say, no, Jesus said it. I believe it. That settles it. I'm staying with him. Then you'll get what you want. Then you get what you ask for. Just stay there. And you put it all saying, you know, it's him. It's not me doing the heavy lifting. My job is to just stay focused on him. God, you said it. I'm asking for it. Got it. That's it. And see, you could say, that's the truth. That's the word. It's not up to us. It's not a big works thing. It's not something you go round and round just trying to get it from God. No. It is easy. God, the way of God is easy. It's just the devil goes about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour, and this is his method to try to get us to drop our weapon. You ever seen some show or anything where the bad guy is cornered, he's done dealing, but somehow he tricks the good guy into dropping whatever he has, even though he's got him cornered, dropping and giving in, even though the other guy's done? The devil wants you. He knows he's cornered. He knows if you go to God, you have all authority. And if you know what God has said to you, you know what he's promised you, you demand it and say, God, thank you for this, that the devil knows his time's up. What's he going to do? Try to convince you it's not true. Get you to drop your request. That's what he's trying to do. He knows if you just stay there and say, nope, Jesus said it, I have it, that he can't do anything about it. The only thing he can get you to do is say, never mind, I shouldn't have asked. Then you've withdrawn it. That's the only thing. He's trying to pressure us into thinking that we don't have it because of some circumstance, which he'll orchestrate. He's the God of this world. He has no authority. That's why we have to know who we are in Christ. And say, no, God, I thank you for this. And devil, you're not going to do anything about it. I'm just sticking with Jesus. He cannot touch you when you're there. And that's faith. When you go to God believing in what, that you know what you're asking, you believe that what you're asking God wants to give you and that he will give you, then you go to him, ask him, stay there, that's it. You have it. And you will see it. And we're going to close here. And we'll probably pick it up next week because there's just too much. But, and let's go over to, we could spend like hours, but let's go over to Mark. I'm just going to skip here to leave you with this. Let's go over to Mark 11:22. Mark 11:22. We're just going to touch on this. And we'll have to pick it up next week. Mark 11:22. So Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God. Should give some background to this. But I think we're just going to go and just read it right now. We'll pick it up, give some background to it later. Jesus has just, he cursed the fig tree. The day before, he went by, just real quick, he went by this fig tree. It wasn't had leaves, but it wasn't bearing fruit. Jesus cursed it. Didn't look necessarily like anything had happened. They came back by that fig tree the next day. The fig tree's dead. So Jesus teaches his disciples about it and says, have faith in God, for assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. Now, I just want to tie this together before we close. I'm not going to go in depth. But when we were talking in James, he said to ask and you will receive, but don't be double-minded and, you know, don't be unstable, but that God gives it to you when you ask. So the thing is, people ask, they don't see it right away, and so then they say, I didn't get it. And then that's when they're double-minded, that's when they drop it. How do you not drop it? He's addressing this right here in verse 24, and this is what I want you to see. Verse 24, therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them. Okay? So when you ask, believe that it's yours. If you know you're asking according to what God says, you go, God, I'm asking for that. Then believe that you have them when you pray. And what does it say then? And you will have them. So you believe that God answered your prayer when you pray, but what does he say? You will have it. It will come. Did he say it necessarily will be there right then? No. But it will come. So when you pray, our job is just to say, God, you said this is mine. I'm coming. I'm asking. I believe it's mine. Now, it's coming. I'll see it. It will come. Your job is to believe that you have it before you have it. Believe that God answered your prayer when you prayed and that it's a done deal. See, that's faith. A lot of people, and I've been there, I'm not saying I walk it perfectly, but the temptation is, and the devil tried to enforce this, is you'll pray or you'll speak to something and you don't see it immediately and you say, oh, it didn't work. You know what you did? You gave a command or you prayed to God, you took something and then you said, oh, it didn't work. You dropped it. That's like we could go on, but that'd be like if you ordered something over the internet. You ever order something from, anybody ever order anything online or over the phone? Anyone? Is there anybody that has not ever done that? When you got off the phone, let's say you're ordering a laptop. Let's say it's on, you know, the internet. You ordered it. We're going to ship it. It's this point. You got off the phone or off the internet. Do you have the laptop in your possession? But you may go out and say, hey, I got a new laptop, or I ordered a new laptop. It's coming. Will you have it? No, but it's coming. But do you have it? No. Can you see it? How do you know? Amazon, you know, like I got it online, whatever. Amazon, Yahoo, whatever. I ordered it. I saw the receipts in my email. But you don't see it. You don't have it, right? But how do you know? They said they're shipping it. It's on its way. Yeah, but you don't have it. It's not. You don't have it. How do you know? How do you know it? You want me to show you the receipt? It's coming. It's on its way. But you don't have it. Yeah, I do. It's on its way. That's exactly the way it is with God. You, when you order something, you ask, you've ordered it. It's coming. It's on its way. Most people say, well, I don't have it. I don't see it. Okay, forget it. It's like canceling your order. Nah, forget it. I don't see it. It hasn't shown up yet. Yeah, but it's... And shown up yet, so forget, it's like canceling an order, let it go. It's gone. You know, yeah, I never mind. But it's the same thing. You say, body, you're healed. And I believe we can be healed instantaneously. But let's say it's something, you're not seeing it right away. Devil tells you, it doesn't work. No, it worked. You could say, no, if you say, well, it doesn't work, it's like, nah, forget it. You just canceled your order. But you could say the same thing. You've ordered it. Well, do you see it? No. How do you know? How do you know you're healed? God told me. I got the receipt right here. He told me. He said if I asked. He said it's mine. He said it's coming. I have it. You don't see it, but I have it. See, that's faith. That's faith. We have it. Even though we don't see it, we have it. I've got it. It's mine. And so we just stay on God's side. That'd be like, you know, the thing's coming. It shows up in the mailbox. See, I told you I had it. It's here. I had it. I had it when I ordered it. I have it when I pray, regardless of whether I see it or not. Hallelujah. That's how simple it is. And we're going to talk more about it. But God, but the devil will try to complicate it. Your mind will try, oh, you don't have it, try to get you into all this thoughts. No, it's that simple. We ask God, it's ours, period. We stay there, we have it. Amen.